hearts hanging by an open fire. Certifying we're white trash. So veiny as they sang, like worn out punching bags, looking all red like a diaper rash. Truck nuts hanging by an open fire, feeling like the smoothest leather. It's obvious to me that Grandma can't stop staring at those testes tonight.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is that?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're gonna rape
you.
We're gonna
take care. Oh my god! Hey, Freaks, Dementon with you, back for the Wednesday edition. Thank you so much for joining me. I think we're back up at distortedview.com. It looks real good with the default WordPress theme and all. Very professional, but at least the feed is back up. I tried it on iTunes. Seems to be working. So if you haven't heard me in a while, welcome back to the show. So glad to have you part of it again. You know, fuck my life, FML. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, now, most of you guys will probably get Monday's program, because that was originally supposed to be posted on distortedview.com feed, but then all sorts of shit got fucked up. Actually, this has been going on, unbeknownst to me, since like November 30th, I think, is when they told me the attack happened. And what happened? These fucking Russians! Goddamn commies! Trying to take over my site. You know, of all the websites to hack into, what do they want with Distorted View? It's not that popular of a website, you know? I sort of described what was going on here yesterday. So if you're Sideshow Freaks, I'm sorry for going over this again. But I had some plugins or something in my WordPress, which is the software I use, my blog software, right, that were not updated or outdated, I guess, and there was some sort of exploit where you could get into my server or something, I don't know. And so what these Russians did, these commies, they changed my htaccess file. I don't know how nerdy you guys are, but basically redirected to some Russian website. So then Google thought it was some sort of malicious website. So if you tried to Google Distorted View, or if you use Chrome or even Firefox, I think it would try to alert you and say, hey, wait a second, something's wrong here. And then to top it all off, my hosting provider for distortedview.com, it was all fucked up. Like, all of a sudden, my whole WordPress installation was gone. And I tried to tell these people, I'd be like, you know, /show, distortedview.com/show. The show directory is where WordPress was at. That's where everything was at, right? And they said, no, that is not right. Nothing there exists. So now I'm pissed off at my hosting provider. And, you know, it's a long time coming. I'm not going to tell you who I'm using, but they have been shit. You know, if you ever try to go to distortedview.com and it doesn't load, it's because of my hosting provider. Never have this problem with superfreaksideshow.com. It's always up and running, you know what I mean? Never have issues. And this was the last straw. So I'm moving to a new hosting company, which I'm sure is just going to cause more headaches in the coming days. I'm sure you won't be able to access the website or something. But there really shouldn't be too much of an interruption there, if at all. But I'm hoping that it's going to, increase the speed and reliability. And while I'm at it, I'm going to redesign the website again and add some new features. So be on the lookout for that. I hate to do work. You know me, right? If it was up to me, I would have the same goddamn layout as I had back in 2005. But people are always bitching. Your shit, it's looking old. And I've got to keep up with all these, new advancements. God, I hate work. And then, this forces me to do it. When my website goes completely down and everything's deleted, well, now I got to do something. God, it pisses me off. All right, listen. So yesterday, I figured there's no way distortedview.com was going to be up. So yesterday's program, the Tuesday show, was Sideshow exclusive. But I did not do a Sextastic Tuesday. I thought I'd wait for you guys and do it on Wednesday, thinking that I would get the website back up. So that's why I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm talking too much, and I'm gassy, and there's too much going on. Okay, listen. I'm back here with a new Sextastic Tuesday story, all right? You're gonna sit there and you're gonna light this. We're gonna have a good time now. I'm here, you're here, let's do this.
It's Sextastic.
Yeah, I really should mention, there hasn't been an interruption to shows. If you're a Sideshow member, you got shows all last week because it was a Sideshow exclusive week. Some people didn't know that. And then Monday and Tuesday, paying members got their programs right on time because it's a different server, it's a different feed, and I take care of my paying listeners. So if you're not a member and you got pissed off because of all the shenanigans going on at distortedview.com, first of all, don't get mad at me. Be mad at the Russians trying to make you buy Viagra or something. I don't know. I had no idea. What was the Russian website that they were trying to direct you to? I don't even think I saw it. It was probably Viagra, right? But yeah, if you don't want to deal with that crap, sign up for the Sideshow. And you'll get tomorrow's exclusive show as well. All right, listen. Let's get into Sextastic Tuesday right now. God, I was horny. Janet, my wife, was on a business trip. And I was in bad need of some relief. I went into our bedroom, which also doubles as an office, and turned on the computer to read some of the naughty stories in Literotica. It was convenient having a computer in our bedroom because Janet and I often looked at porn and read naughty stories before retiring to the bed to screw ourselves silly. Janet usually went for the straight swingers in erotic coupling stories, while I prefer lesbian stories. I was alone tonight, so it was my call. After reading a few of the stories, I was getting really turned on, so I took off all my clothes and started rummaging through Janet's underwear drawer. I always had a fetish about women's underwear ever since I was a little kid when I used to sneak peeks at my mom getting dressed. Weird. But of course, I could never tell anyone about my fetish, not even my own wife. Oh, he wants to wear the underwear? Though we have discussed the possibility of doing some straight swinging. As a result, I have repressed my urges regarding women's underwear all my life. But tonight, I couldn't resist those urges! What the fuck? I had the whole house to myself. Janet was gone, and our 18-year-old daughter Becky... I have a feeling the 18-year-old daughter Becky will be making an appearance later on in the story. You don't just mention your daughter and the fact that she's 18 in a sex story without her, getting nailed by you. So, this is what we learned from Sextastic Tuesday after all these years. You pick up on these things. Becky was at an all-night slumber party at some friend's house, so it was just me and my horniness. I had just finished reading a couple of lesbian panty stories, and my cock was really throbbing. I selected a nice pair and slowly slid them up my legs, relishing the soft, sexy texture against my skin. See how my voice changed there? But when I pulled the panties into place snug against my butt and crotch, I thought I was in heaven. The kinky sensation that shot through my body when the feminine material caressed my cock was indescribable. I looked at myself in the mirror, noticing how my throbbing cock tented the material way out in front. Boy, would Janet be surprised if she only knew what I was doing to her panties. I sat back down at the computer, thoroughly loving the way the panties tugged at my hard-on. I clicked on a story about a young girl getting it on with two of her girlfriends. The story was so hot, I couldn't help but play with myself as I read it. I clicked on the part where you can check out the author's bio, and I received the shock of my life! Right there in front of me was a picture of my own daughter wearing nothing but a t-shirt. She was sitting on a couch with her legs open. But that wasn't the half of it. On the other side of her sat an equally gorgeous young girl leaning in towards Becky. They were both kissing her on the cheek and each had a hand in my daughter's naked crotch. And Becky had a hand in each of their crotches. At first, I felt like I'd been punched in the stomach. Yeah, you're jerking off to your daughter's porn. All the air had been sucked out of my lungs. Suddenly, here we go. This is the turning point of the story. Suddenly, that's a key word. Suddenly, I felt a small, soft hand on my shoulder. I spun around in my armless swivel computer chair. Ooh, descriptive. Only to see my daughter, my sexy teenage daughter, Becky.
Becky.
Whenever I see the name Becky, I want to talk like this.
Becky.
Standing there in her skimpy micro mini kids wear these days. Oh, I'm sorry. Kids wear. I thought it was kids wear. Like she's in like a child's mini skirt. Wait. In her skimpy micro mini kids wear these days. Those things that start about 3 inches below the belly button and go barely low enough to cover the butts. She had the same skimpy t-shirt on she wore in the photo, and I felt the breath sucked out of my lungs again. Before I could click the mouse, Becky draped herself across me and pulled my hand away.
No, Daddy, it's okay.
I guess if I do that voice, the story is even creepier, right? No, Daddy, it's okay. I thought you were over Susan's. Her tits on top of my shoulders weren't helping matters any. Her granny up in Phoenix got sick, so her folks had to go up there, and they took Susie with them, so I just came home. God, Becky, I'm sorry you caught me like this. I'm so ashamed.
No, Daddy. Please don't feel ashamed. We all have secrets.
She kissed me sweetly on the side of my cheek, and I thought I'd cry. I was at a total loss of words. I was watching you play with yourself just now. I thought it was really sexy. But when I realized it was my story you were reading and jerking off to, I felt goose pimples all over my body. Oh my God, Becky! This guy's gonna have a heart attack here. He's screaming. The blood rushed to my face. But it's not right! I really shouldn't have.
But Daddy, what are you ashamed of?
She took my face in her hands and made me turn to look at her picture again. Do you think I look ugly or something? Oh my God, no! You're beautiful! It's just that you look so fucking sexy, Daddy. Sitting here in Mommy's panties. Yeah, she hasn't even mentioned that yet. Sitting here in Mommy's panties with your big cock bulging out of the panties like that. She put her hand on my cock. Oh my God! Was all I could say. You were reading my stories and looking at my pictures and jerking up, so you can't tell me you didn't like it. Go to your room, Becky. This is wrong. See? You even got some pre-cum. She touched her index finger to the tip of my cock where the dampness had seeped through her mommy's panties. Then she started playing with my cock real hard, turning it this way and that like she'd just seen me do. This is so sexy, Daddy. What your cock is doing to mommy's panties. You're making me so hot, Daddy, watching you play with yourself in mommy's panties and knowing it was... And knowing it was reading my story that was getting you off. Becky, this is so wrong! Oh, Daddy, 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 she sobbed, burying her face in my neck. I instinctively reached out to hug her, and then slid a finger in her cunt, right? Daddy, 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 she sobbed again. I want to fuck you so bad. I hurt all over. She needs it. Oh, Becky, my sweetie. I really lost it. Then as I pulled her tighter to... Oh, her into a tighter embrace. She jumped on my lap like an eager young puppy, throwing both arms around my neck. It was then, in that brief instant before she covered my face with hers, that I caught a nice glimpse up her skirt. That's when she humped my cock through her mommy's panties, moaning daddy, daddy, daddy. Her slippery, puffy lips wrapped around my cock like a hot dog bun. Descriptive. As she slid, just like the office chair, she slid her cunt up and down my shaft. Her hard clit, that little nub of heaven, rubbed up and down the underside of my cock, driving me absolutely crazy. Oh, Becky, 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 I moaned. You're gonna make me come. I can't handle this.
Go for it, Daddy.
Well, don't talk like that, Becky. Don't use that voice. My cock shrunk. Go for it, Daddy. I want you to come in mommy's panties. Oh, God. What are you doing to your poor daddy? I reached my hand up under her t-shirt to play with her rock-hard nipples while she fucked her hot cunt against my cock. Oh, daddy, she moaned. Your big cock feels so fucking good. I couldn't stop it if I wanted to. Oh, my God, I'm losing it. I trembled all over as hot cum spread out across both of our stomachs. Oh, daddy, your cum feels so nice and hot. Oh, sweetie, sweetie, sweetie. Everything's threes. Daddy, 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 sweetie, sweetie, sweetie. Oh, my God, what have we done? Now, daddy, don't start getting guilty. Besides, we're not done yet. I'm still just as horny as I was before. That's okay, sweetie, sweetie, sweetie. Daddy'll take care of you. I made her stand up so I could peel Janet's panties from my legs. Then I pulled her shirt off. Oh, just look at those beautiful fruits, I sighed. Oh. She smiled at me and squirmed in pleasure as I fondled her now naked breasts. And those pretty little nipple buds, I kissed and sucked lightly at each one. Reluctantly, I broke off so we could wipe the cum off our bodies. It goes on. I mean, do you really want me to read more? I'll read a few more passages. They're fucking again. My cock throbbed ever more violently as I stared up my daughter's skirt, moving ever closer to those sweet puffy lips. Those sweet puffy lips that were now dribbling hot, wet woman's lust down the inside of both thighs. Moving upward, I licked the precious angel juice off her thighs. Is angeljuice.com taken? I want it. Then worked my head up under her skirt. Nig, she said. That's racist. It's N-N-N-G-G-G. Nig, she moaned as I dug my face into her crotch. Licking her sweet lips furiously, my nose sought out her clit. My hand slid up under the back of her thighs, up under her skirt, and fondled her ass as I licked her cunt. Nig, daddy, she whimpered. I moved my face up her cunt so I could flutter my tongue on her clit. Oh, fuck, she shuddered. I squeezed my daughter's ass cheeks real hard and pulled her cunt hard into my face. I mashed my mouth around her swollen clit and sucked her little man in the boat as hard as I could, trying to pull it all the way out of its sheath. My daughter, moaning uncontrollably, fucked my face like a maniac. She thrashed and whipped like a bucking stallion. Then she came on me. I held her tight, kissing her privates tenderly. I licked the wetness from off my daughter's crotch. Becky collapsed onto me, hugging me and kissing me. Oh, daddy, daddy, daddy. That was awesome. I've never felt anything so good in all my life. We made love for several more hours before falling asleep in each other's arms. There you go. It's nice to see a family actually get along, right? That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday, Wednesday, for December 7th, 2011, brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. It's the holiday season. It's a time to shop and spend money on your loved ones, but you don't have to go broke doing it. AdamandEve.com has an amazing deal, 50% off just about any item. Get your wife what she's always wanted. Something that could actually please her pussy. Dildos, vibrators, they've even got stuff for guys, male masturbators, yeah? So even if you don't have a loved one, you can still fuck something. I don't know. Lingerie, adult movies, lube, condoms, anything you could possibly want when it comes to sex or romance. 50% off just about any item. Add something to your cart. Use coupon code FREAK at checkout. FREAK. Boom. You'll automatically save 50% off that item. Plus, you're going to get free shipping. They're going to throw in 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift. Use coupon code right now and ensure that you'll get your crap before Christmas. AdamandEve.com has been supporting DV for a long time. Now show your support. Buy something right now for yourself or a loved one at AdamandEve.com. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here after I say this. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Sometimes I forget the order of things. I'm so excited to get into the news. Real quick, if you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. You can pick up yesterday's exclusive show and tomorrow's exclusive program. Plus, all last week I did exclusive shows and a video cast. Lots of exclusive content. Pick it all up right now. Just sign up for the Sideshow. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Lifetime memberships are available. If you'd like to gift a lifetime membership, now would be a good time to email me, show at distortedview.com. Makes a great Christmas present. If you would like to upgrade your membership to a lifetime, outright, and buy someone else a lifetime membership. It's only $300, right? Let's wheel and deal. Just email me, show at distortedview.com. I'll hook you up. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, oh, real quick, Joey sent this to me. You know, I love any time there's an election happening because there are ridiculous campaign ads, and I've played many of them on the show over the years. Here is the first one. We're going to start off slow, but it is pretty ricoculous. It's from Rick Perry, so help us God if this guy gets elected.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm a Christian. But you don't need to be in the pew every Sunday to know that there's something wrong in this country when gays can serve openly in the military, but our kids can't openly celebrate Christmas or pray in school. As president...
Stopping anyone from celebrating Christmas? What a load of bullshit. They try this every year. Every year there's this minor uproar about, you know, when stores put Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas or something because they want to try to be inclusive. Believe me, stores love Christmas. It's the reason why they're profitable. You know what I mean? And this year, I was reading a news story about how this year there's like record sales. The best sales since like 2007 this Christmas. So Christmas is doing okay. Specifically the commercialization of Christmas, but it's still Christmas, right? Keeping the Christ in
the military, but our kids can't openly celebrate Christmas or pray in school.
Stupid kids. Who wants to pray in schools? No kid wants to pray in school.
As president.
What? What's so stupid?
Openly celebrate Christmas or pray.
Prayer has nothing to do with school. You know what I mean? It's about learning, reading, and writing and all that stupid shit.
Openly celebrate Christmas or.
Why do you need to pray in school? What are you praying for?
Pray in school. As president, I'll end Obama.
It's like praying at the grocery store. Yeah, you could do it, I guess, but why the hell would you want to? Praying for the produce or something? It's so stupid. The whole notion of prayer in the schools.
In school. As president, I'll end Obama's war on religion, and I'll fight
against... What has Obama done to religion? He hasn't done one goddamn thing, right? Is there some new law I don't know about? War on religion. This is all made up bullshit.
Ugh. War on religion.
Every election cycle, it's the same stupid thing.
And I'll fight against liberal attacks on our religious heritage. Faith made America strong.
There's music in the background.
It can make her strong again. I'm Rick Perry. And I approve this message.
Oh, God. Okay, so there you go. We're kicking off the election season now. Hold on tight, freaks. All right, enough. It just came to me. Like, why would you want to pray in school? Why would you need to ever pray in school? It really is. Why would you pray at a fucking car wash or something? That's the same idea, right? I mean, pray at church, pray at home. Those are the only two places you would want to pray, right? If you're a religious person... You do it at church, and you do it at home before you go to sleep or whatever. Well, you know, or before you eat. That's when you pray, right? What do you pray before math class? It's stupid. Makes no sense. Stupid. You niggas are stupid. You killed Martin Luther King. By the way, I've been saying that so much. For some reason, I got that stuck in my head. Remember that old clip I played of the woman, this mailman, went to this woman's house and gave her a certified letter, and she signed for it. And the mailman gets back in his car to drive off, and the woman comes running up to him saying, I don't want this letter. I accidentally signed for it. I don't want it. It's not for me. And the mailman is like, I'm sorry. You already signed for it. It's yours now. If you don't want it, you know, it's your problem. And the mailman is black, or he's actually, I think, Jamaican or something, right? But black enough, right? And the woman gets progressively more and more racist and then she just starts screaming at him, like, you niggers are all stupid! You don't know what you're doing! You're stupid! You killed Martin Luther King, you niggers! So I've been saying that a lot in public and stuff, too. Just, you know, to my friends and stuff who know what I'm talking about. I can't help it! I'm gonna get fucking popped! Black guy's gonna pop me. All right, what am I talking about? We haven't even started the first stupid news story yet. I'm in a ranting mood today. I'm still very angry about this whole website thing. All right, where are we at here? First story we have for you today, this one comes from Illinois. A brother and sister are in the St. Clair County Jail, charged with beating up their mother over beer. Sounds rational. Brittany M. Ferguson, 20, and Lindell K. Ferguson, 18, both of Fayetteville, have each been charged with multiple counts of domestic battery in connection with an incident that left their 42-year-old mom bleeding, scratched, and bruised. The siblings were charged last week by the state attorney Brandon Kelly. According to police, they received a domestic disturbance call at around 7:40 p.m. on November 22nd. When police arrived, Lindell and Brittany had already fled the home. Their mother, whose name was not released by police, was bleeding profusely from her nose. Her left eye was black and swollen, and she had numerous scratches on her arm. She refused medical attention. Another adult, a 47-year-old man who also lives in the home but is not believed to be the father of Brittany and Lindell, had also been battered. The victim told police the disturbance started out because she threw out several cans of Bud Light. This fight was over Bud Light, the shittiest of all beers, from her refrigerator because her daughter, Brittany, was not of legal drinking age. Again, that sounds rational. The disposal of the beer angered Brittany, according to police, and she attacked her mom. Lindell joined his sister in the beating of their mother. The pair was arrested November 28th. Brittany and Lindell remain in custody on $10,000 bail. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. This one's very short. 44 people have been charged with drug offenses following raids in Greater Manchester over there in the UK, which members of the public were invited to watch. Residents, members of community groups, and sixth form students were taken in minibuses to see the... Wait, what? You're taking school children to crack houses? That's what's going on in the UK? That's fantastic. All right, yeah, they were taken in minibuses to see the raids in Salford, Manchester, Stockport, and Bolton. 1,000 officers raided 100 properties and arrested 75 people. That's dangerous, right? Like, even though they're just raiding, probably potheads, or I don't know, what are, like, crackheads' houses, they could be packing heat, you know, go on a shooting spree. Especially if these people are on, like, crystal meth or something. They're paranoid to begin with. They're not afraid to shoot. Those that have been charged are due to appear in Manchester Magistrates Court later. The remainder have been released on bail or released without charge. So there you go. And finally today, this one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Shout out to Timmy Boo of distortedview.com from Florida, our most fucked up state.
Here it comes.
Shout out to Timmy Boo, nigga.
God damn it, Boo, nigga. All right. Yes. If at first you don't succeed, take off some clothes. Sounds good to me. That's what a group of grandmothers... Oh, wait. Let's put the brakes on that. That's what a group of grandmothers in Lake Helen did when their fundraising efforts fell flat. Now their fundraising efforts fell saggy. It all started because women in town wanted to raise money to remodel the kitchen at American Legion Post 127, a popular gathering spot for the near-deads. In the past, the ladies had held bake sales, but they found they were only netting a few $100s. Remodeling expenses would likely be in the thousands. That's when Pat Chadwick, editor of the Lake Helen City Observer newsletter, suggested putting together a calendar featuring some of the town's older women bearing it all. Soon, the 2012 Ladies of 32744 calendar was born. The calendar's title refers to Lake Helen zip code. "We've been having a blast ever since," Chadwick said. "We can be quite daring in Lake Helen, I guess. The calendar girls don't show too much skin, thank God." Chadwick, who photographed the women, said she opted for tasteful rather than raunchy portraits. You know how much money, if they were raunchy photos, you'd make, you know, probably 10 times the amount you've made. Betty Failer is the oldest calendar girl at 87. The youngest is 44. Failer posed with nothing more than a long white veil and a bouquet of flowers to cover her. She had never modeled for a calendar before, not even in her younger days. "I think it sends a good message. You can have fun at any age. Just keep a positive outlook." Nancy Roberts, 75, filled the role of Miss July. Roberts' layout depicted her sitting on a tank, Jesus, it's like straddling it, while wearing nothing more than combat boots, a helmet, and a red, white, and blue scarf. Meanwhile, Sharon Kremen, 67, ditched her clothes in exchange for a box wrapped in a bow to become Miss December. It took courage for Cindy Thomas, who posed as Miss May, to participate. Thomas was born with a bone disease and has been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Must have been real hot. She uses a wheelchair. Cripple porn, fantastic. She despises having her picture taken, but she let Chadwick talk her into posing. She's glad she did. So there you go. How much money did they make? All it says here is that the fundraiser appears to be working. The calendar started being sold the day before Thanksgiving, and the first 200 printed have almost sold out. Chadwick said the group plans to print more to meet the demand. The calendars are available for a $13 donation. I would love to see some of those pictures. On second thought, no, I wouldn't. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of Shaw. All right, we're going to do just a few voicemails here.
Hey, Timmy Boom. The Puerto Rican Fatman.
Is it?
I'm calling.
I don't think this is.
You. Love you. Want your big heart cock up my asshole so bad. I need to put your cock in between my breasts.
All right, thank you.
Timothy Drunken Negro Face Henson. It's Sideshow Member Operating Feeton. I'm just calling to talk.
Drunken Negro Face Cookies.
Tell you that in TV Log British, your most recent video cast, the video of the old lady on the escalator, oh my God, was absolutely priceless. Yeah. I had tears running down my face. I was laughing so hard.
Stupid.
I think that alone is worth the $50 a year I pay. Thanks so much. Very nice.
Yeah, old people can't figure anything out. You know, any sort of technology, moving stairs are baffling to these people. They've been around forever. You know what I mean? Like for decades now, right?
Hello, Timothy James Henson. It is Lifetime Sideshow Member Service.
Yeah, of course.
I was going to say a big thank you. Just watched your DV Log British, and holy fucking shit. I have never seen anything funnier than that old lady on the escalator just tumbling around.
I know, and then all those people try to help her.
People tumbling with her. I must have watched it about five times in a row. Yeah. Your Freeside folks are really missing out. So big thank you. And
oh, no problem. Yeah, you know, I really should have put some Benny Hill music to that. Sped it up.
Jimmy, you know, you're on.
Yes.
I've got an interesting news for you. There's now in Vienna known as the International Sex School.
Ah. Well, they got their idea from me.
They teach you how to sex.
Yeah, the Queefton School, that's get actually, that started before the podcast. I recorded that many, many, many years ago. And then I recycled it on the show.
Timmy Boo! Sideshow member DJ C, you're listening to the November 30th podcast, and also with the DV Log. Sounds like the British lady is saying, go back to Nigger Africa. Africa, I think, if I can make it out properly.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out what she was saying. She couldn't figure out what to call the country. Like, Nigeragora or something. Nigger, you know, trying to be clever. Like, there's got to be a country with the word nigger in there. You know. Niger, for instance. But, you know, she's trying to make it sound more racist. So she's like, nigger eater!
Hard work, only $5 a month, and y'all here. Sign up now, free!
Yeah, a lot of people are calling in to talk about that DV Log British. So if you want to hear that, sign up. That's for the sideshow.
Hey, Tim. It's Sideshow Member Bunny here.
Hi, Bunny.
I'm in the parking lot of my school right now, and I had an epiphany since it's... the Christmas season. Basically.
That's a great name for a black girl, right? That sounds like a black name. Black name, Epiphany. Actually, that was... Remember, didn't I tell you guys a long time ago when I went to... when I went to Arby's. Arby's, and there's a black girl, and her name was Epiphany. That's right.
The Christmas season, basically. It's still November, but by the time you get this, it's probably after Christmas. But
shut up,
I thought
bitch.
I'd send a voicemail about this. I'm broke as hell, even though I'm still a sideshow member. That's how dedicated I am.
Aw, thank you.
But I want to do something special, because you're my favorite podcast ever. I listen to a bunch of podcasts. This is by far my favorite. I'm always very excited for a new episode. But so broke, I can't really... I don't want to buy anything, because I still have, like, my entire family I have to buy for and friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I am an art student, and I'm an illustrator. And my big thing I do is I love... paint vinyl toys. If you don't know what that is, it's like a worst example, or best example is like the Kid Robot Denny's They have blank ones that I paint and sell and shit. Huh. I'd love to do one for Distorted View, and I'm trying to think of what I should do to paint. I was thinking like the tranny, but
Ooh, that would be good.
If you have an idea or any of the other freaks have an idea.
I would love to have that. You know, I'm always looking for, you know, I'm planning, wait till you hear this, freaks. I'm planning on doing more videos soon, and, you know, someone suggested, oh, you should just tape yourself when you're doing the voicemail, because I want, you know, they want to see my facial expressions and stuff. And I'm setting up my, you know, I've mentioned a few times that I'm reconfiguring my room and my desks and everything, because I really want to make it good, make for some good camera angles. But yeah, I need some stuff for the walls and stuff to decorate, because I just have very plain walls. So, you know, if anyone is good with art, I mean, I have that DV banner and everything, but that's kind of boring, right? So if anyone has some good ideas to how I can decorate, or if you are talented, can paint, or, you know, she said that she can, you know, paint some toys or something for me. I could put that up on my shelves. I don't know. But yeah, send me stuff. And by the way, stop sending me crap in my my post office box. Look, I appreciate you guys whenever you send stuff to me, but don't send me boxes of shit because, you know, you've got crap lying around the house that you don't want anymore. If it's crap to you, it's going to be crap to me. I've got a garage full of just boxes that people, you know, from shit people have been sending me. I don't want it. Send me good stuff. Send me expensive consumer electronics or books that I, you know, would enjoy reading or something. I don't want, you know, someone that sent me like a stuffed animal or something, for instance, that had like dirt on it or shit. I don't know what it was, but I don't want that crap. Send me good stuff. All right, or don't send anything at all. How about that? That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. God is no guy.
Drunken Negro Face Cookies.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Very important, because I'm sure while the website was down, I wasn't getting any new listeners. So it's very important that you spread the distortion and keep... you know, pimping this program out. All right, if you are Sideshow Freaks, I'll see you back tomorrow. I'll probably post a best of show for everyone, for non-paying members, because, you know, I haven't been posting a lot because of all the fuck-ups. But I'll be back for everyone on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Matters.